The official view is that Zimbabwe has a ban on the imports of maize, but we are starting to see a picture that looks different from that, and waiting to hear from the authorities on what's the current policy objective. It does seem to me that the import ban has actually been eased, but I think an official communication from the leadership or the government in Zimbabwe would actually help a great deal. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the news that we learned at the end of August when the Zimbabwean government officials came out and they said the country has placed a ban on the imports of maize. This followed a better agricultural season, particularly coming from a dismal one in the 2023-24 production year, where Zimbabwe was not only hit by the midsummer drought that affected us also in South Africa, Zambia, the entire region, but they also had a lower fertilizer usage, which meant that that drought had a much more severe impact on them than many in the region. Think about Zambia. They lost about half of their crop. Zimbabwe lost 60% of their crop. South Africa lost about 21% of its crop. So there were those losses. And of course, South Africa's loss was much less because also of improved seed cultivars that we use and are not yet available for commercial release in Zimbabwe because of their domestic regulation around this. And this then, this year, we fast forward, we moved to a better agricultural season where they were receiving excellent rains as anybody else. And their production improved across the Southern Africa region to an extent that Zambia is now back to being a net exporter of maize. And South Africa is having an excellent crop of just over 16 million tons of maize, up 26% or so from a year before. So it's generally a good period in the region. The numbers look as this significant in terms of an improvement from this previous season, not because of the base effects. We're really far above the long-term production levels. In recognizing all of this, the Zimbabwean government decided that they would place a temporary ban on the imports of maize so that they forced the millers and others in country to focus on utilizing the domestic supplies that they have. And of course, you can, if you place yourself in their position, see where they are coming from. And I think it is this idea of thinking that your own farmers should have a market. Probably you have invested or assisted them during their production period, therefore prioritizing the buying of the local supplies is perhaps an ideal thing to do. And I think that's the rationale that was in the minds of the Zimbabwean government. But where the challenge lied was that not everyone agreed that the country actually has the sufficient supplies to carry it through the season. When I looked at the numbers from the USDA, the Pretoria office, as well as many other analysts that are out there, we got a sense that the production in the country is probably at 1.3 million tons. Of course, that looks massively because when the country was in drought, their production had dropped to around 600,000 tons. But the thing is, they need about 2 million tons in order to meet their domestic annual needs. So there was that shortfall that was massive last year at over a million tons. This time around, if they have about 1.3 million tons and the consumption is 2 million tons, it does still mean that there's a gap of about 700,000 tons on this. So if you place the temporary ban, one has to be careful about when to lift that and what pressures the millers and the others and the households will actually feel on this. And that's something that I was worried about. And I went on our show, The AgriView, to talk at length about what my logic and my thinking was about Zimbabwe and, of course, worrying about food price inflation in the country at the time. And I won't lie, I was thinking also about the South African aspect because Zimbabwe remains an important market for the South African grain industry. We export a lot of maize to them, and it's one of the countries that we think about when we are structuring the supply and demand and thinking about the global demand for a number of products that we would be putting out. So when that ban was announced, this was among some of the things that I thought about. But then we sat back and we looked at what would happen. And we realized that in the week of September 26, and again in the week of October 3rd, there were actually imports of maize into Zimbabwe from South Africa. And the volume for both of those weeks was about 34,000 tons that went to Zimbabwe from South Africa. And my sense is that the import restrictions that were in place probably have been eased. And this will be no surprise because we know that days after the ban was announced, there were a number of millers that were already complaining that they don't have sufficient supplies to mill their products. They were experiencing all kinds of problems. And I think that the Zimbabwean government probably nicely eased the restriction so that they are able to have the access that they would have. But of course, if then that's something that gets to be formalized, I do think that then Zimbabwe may be coming back at some point into the world market to buy maize as we were expecting. So far, if you think about South Africa, we expect that we will export about 2.2 million tons of maize. And so far, we've exported about 680,000 tons. Zimbabwe hasn't been a big buyer of that maize, but it is a notable buyer. About 14% of those exports went to Zimbabwe, and the rest is spread in the Southern Africa region and also in other countries like Venezuela, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, and Vietnam. They are amongst the major importers. So I think when Zimbabwe comes back formally into the market and it continues to buy maize, we may likely see the share of Zimbabwe improving, given that they need about 700,000 tons of maize. And of course, they don't have to buy from South Africa, and they will certainly not only buy from South Africa. They can buy from Zambia, they can buy from anywhere where they can get maize affordable. But I think the key thing is that they will need white maize, and South Africa and Zambia are some of the countries that do have a surplus of white maize. The positive for Zimbabwe, though, is that from a household food price inflation level, this resumption of exports will help to ease some of the pressures that many people were worried about. I certainly was worried about that. But again, we will continue to watch the space and see if there will be any formal communication that will come from the government. And my advice and preference will be that the ban is lifted. And of course, thinking about the domestic farmers, they can always continue to be assisted in terms of any inputs, because now we are moving to the new season, the 2025-26 production season, and they will be out there busy planting, and they have to continuously be assisted so that their production volumes in Zimbabwe also improve and the country doesn't have a large reliance on imports. But I think, considering the households and many other users of maize, it perhaps is unfair to see the ban on imports of maize for them, and which is why I think then this easing of it is something that is positive.